President Truman's press and radio conference in the old State Building, 14 August, 1952.
Please be seated. On the 14th of August, I wrote a letter to Mr. Junius Wood of Holland, Michigan, about the Minerva clock and the Hannibal clock, and also about the scattering of the antique White House furniture. I thought maybe you might be interested in it. Copies there will be available to you if you want them. And I would be glad for every one of you to take a look at it. Got some historical information in it that you might be interested in.
Mr. President, before we get around to weightier subjects, the Arkansas Gazette has asked me to inquire your reaction to the defeat of Governor Sid McMath in the primary.
No comment. Tell the Arkansas Gazette I have no comment.
Mr. President, where do we stand now on this exchange of messages between you and General Eisenhower? Anything more to be said?
Well, I think probably it might be well for me to give you the background on that situation. Some 10 days ago, about, maybe might have been longer or shorter time, I discussed with the Central Intelligence Agency the propriety of keeping the presidential candidates informed on the situation in the around the world. And we arrived at a conclusion that it would be a good plan to brief each one of them in the first place and then furnish them with the information at regular intervals. Most of this information is not for general distribution, and it cannot be used publicly because it's top secret and is security information. I asked the governor of Illinois to come be briefed, and then asked the candidate of the Republican Party to come and get the same sort of treatment. You know the rest. No comment on my part is necessary any further. I would like very much, though, to have every one of you familiarize yourselves with a Senate document. It's Senate document number 87. Was issued on October the 20th, 1951, by the Foreign Relations Committee of the United States Senate. It's a unanimous report on the bipartisan foreign policy and a history of the operations of that policy almost from its beginning. You get some very good information out of that document.
Mr. President, I think the one thing that's left hanging is whether General Eisenhower we'll get the CIA reports.
He'll get the same report that the governor gets.
President, 8 months has now transpired since General Martin Clark asked that his name be withdrawn as ambassador to the Vatican, and that post has remained vacant. I wondered if you intend to make a recess appointment or to let it go over for your successor to decide in January.
The matter will not be considered at this time. I have no further comment to make on it. What's the matter with you?
President,
gone so political you can't ask questions anymore?
President,
what is that?
Have your plans for private life gelled yet?
Oh, no. They're in the making all the time. I'm going to have the best time any man ever had when I get out of here. You watch.
Since you've accepted the Labor Day speech invitation at Milwaukee, do you expect later to make a special appeal or speech to the farm districts out there?
Well, that's a matter that'll be worked out as we go along. The governor and I didn't discuss details individually. We discussed the Labor Day meetings at Milwaukee and Detroit and decided that those meetings ought to be held.
Reconsider the invitation to the National Plowing Contest. The invitation to the National Plowing Contest.
I have not received that invitation yet, I don't think. Of course I'll give it consideration if it comes. had quite a time out there with about 96,000 people. I think there were 10 acres of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Mr. President, there's one thing I'm not clear on, and that is when General Eisenhower was sent the invitation.
The telegram went to him day before yesterday. But he had been informed that he would be receiving the information that the governor did sometime before that by the Defense Department.
The President, General Eisenhower received that telegram at 9:17 a.m. Denver time yesterday.
Yesterday, it was yesterday, he said, day before yesterday. Yes.
I announced that this morning.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't know, and I didn't know just at what time he received it.
The formal invitation went forward in the telegram that I sent.
Well, did you say he had been told ahead
of time? He'd been told by the Defense Department that he'd receive any information about the foreign situation in which he was interested.
Did you tell him when he was told
that? Oh, I don't know, about a week ago, I reckon. I discussed it with the Secretary of Defense and then with the Central Intelligence Agency a week or 10 days ago.
The CIO in the news this week had a list of 8 senators who they regarded as the worst enemies of labor, and including Senator Kaine from Washington. I was wondering if he was included on your list of those you'd most like to see replaced this fall.
I want to see Democrats elected everywhere. I have no special pick on anybody.
Mr. President, have your plans gelled on calling a special session to Congress?
They have not. That's a good word.
Regarding your future plans, since the Point 4 program is identified with your administration, I wondered if it would be a matter of continuing interest to you after you left the White House, and whether you think that it is a program that both parties would support. In other words, I just wondered.
Did you ever know a fire horse after 30 years of service that didn't want to go to a fire when there was one going on?
Mr. President, I lost the question.
He just wanted to know if I was going to be interested in politics after I got through here. Of course I am. I'll be interested in everything that the government is doing. Don't worry about that. And I think I know how to approach most of them after all this experience.
President, I wonder if in your campaign speaking this fall, if you plan to do any train riding.
Well, I don't know, Tony. I'll let you know in plenty of time how it goes so you can get your transportation, get your bags packed if you want to go. I'm going to do what the National Democratic Committee wants me to do.
President, General Eisenhower indicated that he believed it would be unwise to accept your invitation because he didn't want to have any communications with you that were not known to the American people. Did you plan to have any private conversation with him?
None, whatever. Anything I say to him, he's at liberty to quote. He has quoted a great many things already. Some of it kind of garbled, but it's all right.
Point. What did you think of the statement General Eisenhower issued, the day before yesterday, in which he criticized Governor Stevenson's sitting in on the briefing? I've forgotten just what the general's language was. It was a rather harsh statement.
Let's let that rest for a while. And when the campaign gets to rolling pretty good, I think your question will be answered without big trouble. I don't want to get into any controversy with either one of the candidates for president. I'm trying to help one beat the other, and that's what I hope to do.
Do you have anything else you want to tell us?
No.
Mr. President.